News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Landlords will be able to hike rents by multiples of new rent control caps if they have not increased their rent for several years under new rent legislation being brought forward by Housing Minister Dara O'Brien. That's the report in the Irish Independent today. And for more on this, we're joined now by financial analyst Carl Dieter. Carl, are they right to structure it this way? The opposition are slating them for it.
The opposition are going to slate them no matter what they do. So there's zero credibility by starting with that remark. The question is this a fair move? And I would say that if you have a situation where someone has made no rental change in a very long time, and then you're saying, well, if you do raise it, you can only raise it by a very small amount, that creates an inequity within housing on against the landlord. Very unpopular. We have a national obsession with hate landlords. That's fine. Put that to the side. Landlords are price takers. And for that reason, they have to be able to take a price that's fair. What's actually happening, and that's different from good, by the way, fair just means that it isn't a one-sided situation, is that you could have two identical houses. One rents today for €1,500. The one next door to it was rented to an older person, and that was rented for €1,000. And even with the rent hike, it might only go up to €1,050. And you'd be saying to yourself, well, you've got two landlords in the same situation, and one is able to get far less than the other. Now, taking the renter out of that equation, just if you look at it from that perspective, you'd say, is that equitable and fair? And it's not. So they need to make something that gives some kind of balance there, which is different from, you know, the lack of affordability that renters face into, et cetera. That's a separate issue.
OK, and is there a danger, OK, because you mentioned that one could be rented for €1,000 to an older person, maybe a more vulnerable person, or the landlord could just be being sound in some way, not wanting to put the squeeze on. Is there a danger that if we don't allow landlords then, when that tenant moves on to wherever, to go back to a market rate, that it actually disincentivizes landlords from being sound to people who are long-term tenants?
Yeah, well, our inability to leave anything alone for more than 10 minutes when it comes to the property market, we're already seeing the results of that. That's part of why we have so many of the problems we have today, up to and including the way that landlords are leaving the market and quite often being replaced by a different type of landlord who can make all of this make sense. And that's something where you have to say to yourself, like, what are we really hoping to achieve? So, you know, larger landlords are usually good at stating their case, whereas the mom and pop landlords aren't. I think in this case that they are being considered. But I'll tell you what, ever since Simon Coveney brought in the rent control rules, anyone with any common sense knows every time you get a chance to raise the rent, you should, because some down the line is going to stop you from ever being able to do it again. And that's a very harsh lesson. And I think that one is fed through the market. But there's some people who, for whatever reason, you know, they could have been renting to someone who they're friendly with, an old person, someone in special circumstances, they wanted to be nice to them. And they're just saying, you know what, there is an extent to the government outsourcing their welfare system to me by being overly charitable to people and then shafting me for having done that when that person moves on. So I think it's important to look at that.
So the law of unintended consequences, lots of the changes that we're bringing about in terms of the rental market, do you think that they're going to have effects on tenants, which is what they're designed to do, that they're designed to protect tenants? The effects are going to be something a little bit different.
Look, this is one of the most well-studied areas in economics. I mean, it's... there absolutely is effects. The question is, who are the effects on and what kind of effect? And typically what happens is it does a great job for the incumbents, in other words, the people who are already renting, and does a terrible job for everyone who's on the outside. But again, this is back to a national pastime of having insiders and outsiders. We're very good at looking after the insiders, not so good at looking after the outsiders. And it manifests itself in a number of ways. And we'll see that through reduced rental supply. We'll see that through, you know, institutional funds that may have been looking at building here, changing their mind. You've got a host of different things that are knock-on effects. And we're always really good at the Punch and Judy, like I'm doing with you now, where we, you know, agonize over these little changes. And we miss the mark of the whole, like, entire chess game that's at play everywhere else in society. And you know, look, you get what you pay for. Okay. You get what you govern for.
But bottom line, what you're saying, I think if I read it correctly, that we need to bring in this ability to add a multiple of rent caps. Otherwise, we may end up doing something worse than we're doing if we don't.
It's just treating people fairly. I don't think anyone disagrees with that.
All right. Well, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is financial analyst Carl Dieter.